talking about the myth of the model minority and how it is not benefiting Asians in general in San Fran Fentanyl.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dee Dee LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Dee Dee Dam here, everyone, for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode for Monday, January 29th. 2024. I have to first apologize. I made a show for Friday. I just didn't post it. It was recorded. It was edited. I just did not post it. I think I'm still having my post-holiday sort of slowdown, but I feel invigorated. Here I am now. Thank you so much. And of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday children's. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you have had a beautiful birthday party. Happy birthday, sweetheart. This show is about the model minority myth. Now, the myth of the model minority is based in stereotypes, and it is not benefiting Asians, at least where I live at. San Fran, Fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname since the 1980s. Overall, in general, Asians are catching hell here. Being labeled as a model minority in the long run is not a positive. It characterized Asians as polite, soft, law-abiding, soft, quiet, soft, agreeable, soft. You hear me keep saying soft? It characterized Asians as the softest. I don't like using this term because I'm not a minor person, but what other word is there? Minority group. They're characterized as the softest. And this is a new world. And what happens to soft? Soft gets ran over. Soft gets their butt kicked. Soft gets their businesses robbed or torched or terrorized. I've seen it. The model minority myth is not a compliment, and I think it has been detrimental to Asians. However, guys, I'm not here to ride for anybody. I'm talking about a conversation. I'm not one of those black women. There's some black women because we are socialized American black women generally to be enablers, codependent, writing for complete non-reciprocals. I'm not doing that with this topic. I'm sharing it because I'm telling you what's going down in San Francisco / the San Francisco Bay Area concerning Asians. All right. When you are considered a model minority, it erases your individuality. You're put in a slot as a soft, obedient sheep. Taiwanese, Indonesian, Indian, etc., etc. Filipino, they're not all the same. They're not all united. Now, a lot of people who haven't been to regions like San Francisco, when they think of Asian, they just think of a monolith. They are not a monolith, guys. In fact, some don't ride, some Chinese don't ride for the Vietnamese. Some Koreans don't ride for the Japanese. They're not all on the same page. But in San Francisco, they're all catching hell because San Francisco, since March 17th, 2020, has gone through a controlled demolition, so to speak, that started with the shenanigans about this flu and the injections. I don't even want to name anything. And then the people running the city, I don't want to name anybody, said, all right, guys, since we're having this pandemic, since we're one of the first major cities in America being locked up, closed up, businesses closing, work from home, I'm allowing, or when I say I mean the people running the city, we're allowing anybody with a tent to live on the sidewalk, quote, shelter in place, eye roll, gag, regurgitation. You following me? And this is attached to the topic, the myth of the model minority. So the powers that be, the bureaucrats, the people running the city, allowed anybody with a tent, which in San Fran Fentanyl is a drifter junkies. A drifter is somebody vagrant blowing in from out of town. A junkie is a mentally ill drug addict. In San Fran Fentanyl, we have a fentanyl epidemic. By the way, did you know that 806, or was it 803? This is a record. 806 people died of drug overdoses in San Fran, fentanyl, guys. The point I'm making is all these crazy junkies. Yeah, that's a stigmatizing word. Completely appropriate. Crazy junkies, crazy criminals, thugs, fatherless lunatics. They got to shelter in place on the sidewalks in primarily Asian districts. Well, Chinatown has a monolith. Chinatown was holding tough, but they have their junkie apocalypse in this district with a variety of different Asians. It's called the Tenderloin. Downtown, there's Filipino little enclaves, Vietnamese enclaves, Cambodian, etc. They caught pure hell. The model minority, the ones getting patted on the head by certain folks saying, you are our minority. You're the best minority in America, the softest, the meekest. You got your head down. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying that's a perception of being called a model minority, stripping you of your individuality, putting you in a slot where you are white adjacent. That might give you a little chin tilt, like, yeah, we're better than those brown people over there. Oh, but those brown people are a little bit more assertive. Those brown people are organizing and marching. Those brown people are doing stuff. Maybe they're doing stuff to some of these model minorities. Are you following me? And what I'm seeing now, oh, and by the way, did I say that since 1997, I've lived in an Asian building. That's 27 years living around a variety of Asian. And I mentioned Thai people too. I know Asians. I know all the different types. And it is true. A lot of them are first generation immigrants. Some are second generation immigrants. They're socialized. I'm saying overall, not that I have to strip the individuality and talk about the group. Put the head down. Go to work. Go from point A to point B. Don't go to City Hall and protest. I'm talking about the Tenderloin. Just go to work. Walk around the junkies in front of your building. Don't complain. Don't say anything about a tent in front of your restaurant or your beauty salon. Put your head down and take it, because the people in charge are eventually going to look out for you. So how's that working out in San Francisco? It's not. I read today, there, I think it was an 80-something-year-old gentleman. He famously got assaulted in the Tenderloin. He's like at the bus stop on his walker. Here comes, I think it was a Hispanic dude, some kind of crazy thug. Runs up on the old Asian dude, drop kicks him, like a kung fu kick. Assaults this elderly man. Then the guy just got assaulted 3 months ago. The guy just gave up his American citizenship and went back to China. There's another famous case, a Thai elder gentleman across the town in San Fran, fentanyl, I think Visitation Valley, minding his own business. Fatherless thug runs across the street, another drop kick. Their businesses are routinely terrorized. They, because the thugs, I'll say it again, you don't want to be anybody's model minority, because you are slotted as sheep. And weak and soft. And it catches up with your culture, with this changing world, this changing hard city. Well, at least the east side of San Francisco is darn hard, y'all. It's a containment zone for shenanigans. How can Asians in San Francisco get over this? They have to galvanize. Hey, the Chinese people just can't have their monolith. Chinese have to get together with the Vietnamese. Again, I'm a black woman. How many of them care about me? Which is why I'm having a conversation as a podcaster. I'm not here, I'll say it again, I'm not here to mammy, ride, galvanize for anybody. In fact, when I did galvanize for shenanigans in the Tenderloin, it was primarily for three people. Me, myself, and I. Asians benefited. And I've said this before, the majority of the Asians that saw me, my Hispanic gay neighbor and his boyfriend and a couple others, all non-Asians doing it, all non-white people doing it, getting on the news, etc. The Asians overall, like most of them, there are a couple that appreciated. Most of them didn't appreciate what we did. They didn't acknowledge what we did. It benefited their businesses. It benefited their domicile. They put their head down, watched us do the work, watched us advocate for the Tenderloin, to put their head down. Now, when you're in America, the last thing you want to be when it comes to a non-white person is soft. That scene is weak, and that puts victim status all over you. And they're catching hell too. So you can't be with your white partner 24 hours. When you walk around with the white man, sure, you have some protection. I ought to know, right? Decades with Richard, Mr. White Man. I know. People are people. School starts at home. Some cultures value education more than others. It is true. And some cultures are softer than others in America. They're catching hell right now. We've got Black History Month coming up at the end of the week. And I read some people like, I'm going to celebrate. Hey, is there Asian Pacific Islander Month? Is there Cinco de Mayo? Isn't there International Women's Month? I didn't make Black History Month. I'm certainly going to celebrate it and talk about Black achievements. There I am. Yeah, I am. I didn't make this. But what? Why shouldn't I benefit from it? Hey, I should benefit from something sometime, right? So, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you found the show of interest. I am on X at SF Damn Podcast. I'm here typically Monday, Wednesday, and Friday until I'm not. And again, this has been your show for Monday, January 29th, 2024. Happy birthday to all of my birthday children. I hope you've had a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing, everybody. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.